But right now, let's check with Bike Bendigo because a big bike ride coming up. David Hunter is a committee member there and he joins us on the show now. David, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good, good. Should be a bit nippy out on the bike this morning, I'd reckon, mate.
Yeah, luckily for me, I'm not out there this morning. There was a light frost out Kangaroo Flat Way, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about the ride that's coming up.
Yeah, we've got our monthly community ride from Bike Bendigo this Sunday at 10 o'clock, leaving from Lake Waroona. We meet at the car park opposite the tennis facilities there. And this month's ride, we're doing a nice gentle ride. And being Mother's Day too, it's a slightly shorter ride than we normally would do. But we're doing a nice gentle ride along the Long Gully Trail up to the Bendigo Stadium, which will then wind our way back down to the Bendigo Creek Trail and follow that back down into the city and then eventually back to the lake. So a nice little loop from the lake itself up around the northern part of the city and back down along the Creek Trail, which is quite pleasant this time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's probably about 15 to 20 k's, Mark, Robbo. So it's really a really good ride for a Sunday.
Yeah, and there's I guess with that, from what you've described, there's nothing too challenging in terms of hills and what have you. So it'd be a pretty comfortable ride for most level of at least competent cyclists.
Yeah, absolutely, Robbo. The idea of the community rides is to cater for all ranges of riders. Now, it doesn't matter if they're an experienced rider or a beginner rider. The age groups, we sort of cater for all families and from young people right up to, myself, I'm 63 years old, but there's a number of people that are older than that that come along. And it's a fully escorted ride too, Robbo, where, there's one of us at the front and one of us at the back to make sure that everyone's safe and supported along the ride.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Like, it's great for exercise, but there's also the social aspect to it. You don't want to be going on rides where instead of being able to chat to somebody next to you, all you can do is go all the way.
No.
Sort of takes away a bit of the fun, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it is a very social ride. It's a fairly relaxed pace and It is a great opportunity to meet other people who are keen on cycling and it's amazing the diverse people you meet along the way or when we're riding and have those abilities to have that chat. And then the beauty of it all is we end up back at the lake, where, as you know, Robbo, there's plenty of facilities there to have coffees and something to eat and have that final socialise before you head off to a nice Mother's Day gathering.
Yeah, no, it sounds fantastic. Now, do you have to be a member of Bike Bendigo to take part?
No. It's being a community ride. We Bike Bendigo doesn't have membership as such. It's a group that work together to facilitate better road facilities for cyclists in Bendigo. No, there's no membership of all that. So it's just we advertise it through our Facebook page and that, and it's just a full community ride. There's no membership in that.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good way to just meet other cyclists, other people who are keen on cycling.
Yeah, most certainly. So just give us the where's and when's again, David.
Yes, Robbo. It's Sunday morning, Mother's Day, the 8th of May, leaving from 10 a.m. at the car park opposite at Lake Waroona, at the car park opposite the tennis complex.
Okay.
You'll see a group of riders there, and we'll leave. We won't leave right on 10 o'clock. We'll probably leave a little bit after to make sure that everyone's got a chance to get there, and just a gentle, relaxing ride, a social ride around the Long Gully Loop.
Enjoy it. If I see you en route, I'll wave as you ride past.
Thank you, Robert. That'd be fantastic.
No worries. Hey, listen, all the very best, David. Thanks very much for talking to us.
No worries. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for supporting us.